Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save big money at
Menards. It's now time for the rules of round number one. 10 questions from 10 different corners of the Inner Geekdom Schmodown universe. Each question is worth a point. You have 15 seconds to write down your best attempt at an answer. If you need more time, you want us to repeat the question, you have 3 repeats to use throughout the entire match. So make sure you use them wisely. Question number one, coming down the pipe from Rachel Cushing, in what category?
That would be the category of DC. Which Batman film features the villains Bane and Poison Ivy?
You know, the specificity, the getting the sequel titles exactly right, a premium's been placed on that this season. I feel like that especially affects the Inner Geekdom category,
which has always been a very specific division, and now we're being even pickier.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Pens down. Brother Lomas.
Batman and Robin.
Brother Lomas has his first point as an Inner Geekdom player. And now, Elena the Punisher.
I bet you thought you were robbing me of a point. No.
Very clever.
Graphic novels. Don't worry, you didn't have to read anything. These are the movies based on them. Your question for a point. John Hurt plays the cruel authoritarian elected leader Adam Sutler in what 2000s film featuring Natalie Portman? I think, where'd she go? Harvard?
I believe she's wicked smart, as they would say, where in my old neck of the woods.
You're from that neck of the woods.
I am.
Did you apply to Harvard?
I did not.
MIT?
No. Boston University.
5. I applied to BC.
Terry is all the way.
4, 3, 2, 1. Pens down, and let's go to Miss Jordan.
If I get this wrong, I'm going to have a serious vendetta. But is it V for Vendetta?
It is V for Vendetta.
Yay!
No serious vendettas for you. How about you, Brother Wallace?
Also,
V for Vendetta.
For your next question, the category is heroes. Which Indiana Jones film takes place in 1936?
All right. Very, talking about the specificity with the answer. Getting the
Those
year.
Years. And not a movie release dates year. a plot-specific year.
5.
The IG man.
4, 3, 2, 1. Pens down. Brother Lomas, did you have this?
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Is correct. Did Elena have it? Elena
no,
did.
No, he rated me of a point.
Not have Raiders of the Lost Ark. And we head to question 4. Here it is. Category is animated movies. And your question. Which Arrested Development actor voices Robin in the Lego Batman movie?
Arrested Development squeaking its way into IG. I mean, these context clues can be a lot of fun.
Fan of that show?
I've never seen it.
I've never seen it either.
Oh, I'm in good company.
I hear
my fiance is not particularly pleased with me about this.
They hush went over the crowd when they heard that. 5, 4, 3, 2. One. We're too busy asking movie questions watching TV. Pens down. Let's go to Elena.
You know, this guy is a little cheese ball. Michael Cera.
I'll take it. Michael Cera is correct. She ties Brother Lomas.
Michael's here.
Now, Michael's. That is Michael.
It's phonetic.
Michael Cera. Okay, we can award that the point.
For your fifth question, we are going to the realm of Superman movies. Lois Lane wins the Pulitzer Prize for the article Why the World Doesn't Need Superman in which Superman film?
All right, competitors settling in very nice. I don't detect a lot of nerves.
No.
Energy for sure.
Off the charts.
Not nervous energy. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And let's go to Lomas.
Superman Returns.
He's back, and that is correct. Does Elena have it?
I think I just returned the point to him,
all
unfortunately.
Right. In the category of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And your question for 1 point. How many Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles films were released in the 2010s decade?
I think you were very excited when this category got added to the IGN.
Yeah, pretty big fan of the turtles, because not only are they just turtles, get this, they're teenagers. You know what else they can do? Ninja stuff.
They're mutants.
They're mutants.
I get the title.
Five, four, three, two, one. Let's go to Jordan.
Is it two? Or did I forget one? I can't remember dates.
It is two.
Yay!
It is two. Did Mamas have it?
It is
Mark.
Two.
Mamas had two. Scores and soundtracks courtesy of Rachel.
Okay. Dario Marinelli composed the score for which Transformers film that featured performances from John Cena and Haley Steinfeld?
You're driving around. You're listening to music. How often is it a score or soundtrack from a movie?
I used to do all of my college homework to scores. I'm a nerd. Did you all not know that?
Boston University piling it on. You're getting A's to classic scores. Five, four, three, two, one. Pens down, and let's go to Lomas.
The worst Transformers film, Bumblebee.
The worst.
Wow.
Whoa. That is not a popular opinion in this room or anywhere.
Okay, we're being told those boos are for his opinion, not for the answer. The answer's fine and correct. Does Alana Jordan have it?
I mean, are the black eyed peas up in here? Because I'm a bee. Yeah!
Wow, girl.
I'm gonna be excited about that.
All right.
This is in the category of mixed bag. Reach our hand down in there, see what we pull out for a point. In Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, which Guardian mentions that there are two types of people in the universe, those who dance and those who do not?
All right, Mark, which one are you?
I think if you get me at a wedding, which I might be at sooner rather than later, who knows, I tend to cut a rug pretty well.
I can't wait to see it.
I've never seen footage of me dancing, and I think I'd like to keep it that way.
Okay.
Five, four, three. I think Elena is it. Two.
Oh, I
one. Pens
put
down.
Money on it.
And let's go to Elena Jordan.
It is not Gold right now because I forgot the character's name.
Uh-oh.
Jeff Goldblum.
Can't do it. How about Momus?
But the point counts.
The pun point counts and the Drax point counts.
Glorious.
8-5.
Spider-Man films. Which actor plays Dr. Kurt Connors in The Amazing Spider-Man? Lots of Spider-Man movies.
There's so many.
They all kind of came together in that last one.
They're just making billions at the box office, you know?
Yep.
Everything came together that last one. My God. Double popcorn for me. Five, four, three, two, one. Let's go to Brother Lomas. Cannot give that to you, unfortunately. Very, very close. Very close. Does Elena have it?
No, it looks like I got some Emma Stones in my brain.
Oh, boy.
That's another pun point. We're looking for Reese Ifans. Brother Lomas didn't spell it, but we got to have that S there on the end. Otherwise, maybe could have given it to you. Didn't see a Z there. And so Reese Ifans is the answer. And we move to your final question in round number one. So Lomas will not have a perfect round one, but still, he's up 3-5. Your final question is in the category of dystopian future and time travel. Here it is. In the Back to the Future films, who do we learn is Doc Brown's favorite author, who he ends up naming his children after? Are you a hot take person and have a favorite Back to the Future film that is not the first one?
Okay, a confession time.
Oh,
I saw the second movie in the theaters and without having seen the first one.
And you still haven't?
Well, I mean, I did play in the Intergeekdom, so I kind of had to at a certain point. But I have a soft spot for number two.
I left this glad you saw the first one. Pens down. Let's go to Elena Jordan. Did you have it?
I can see it in my head, but I can't. I don't know.
Right. How about Brother Woman?
He was a choir boy, Jules Verne.
Jules Verne. Again. And so now we head into round number two, which is the wheel round. Each competitor gets a spin. Once they settle on a category, they'll hear five questions for 2 points apiece unless they need multiple choice. Keep in mind, stealing is available in round number two.
Well,
that's right.
Just call me Mrs. Bundy because I'm going pig.
All right. Woo! Married with Children reference. Ow! All the good shows.
If you don't get that joke, you're too young and I'm jealous of you.
Swashbuckling adventure and pulp films. Do you want to keep that category or spin again? Give you a little time to mull it over.
It's one of the broader characters. categories.
I'll spin again.
All right, spinning away from swashbucklers. At your ready. Round and round it goes. The fans looking for those wild card wedges to reveal themselves.
Oh, they love them.
This is Hasbro.
Elena, here we go. In the Transformers the movie, after Unicron upgrades Megatron's troops, which Decepticon is known as the Tracker?
Tracker. Is it really?
It's incorrect. Wow. And so for a possible 2-point steal to go up
Looks
6
like
points,
I just got
Rachel's
run
gonna
over.
Repeat the question for Lomas.
In the Transformers the movie, after Unicron upgrades Megatron's troops, which Decepticon is known as the Tracker?
I'm going to go with Ravage.
That is also incorrect.
Is it Soundwave?
We're looking for Scourge.
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 Son of a bee!
Which actor plays John Keller, the U.S. Secretary of Defense, in Transformers 2007?
It's been a long time since I've seen this movie, but is it John Cena? No.
Incorrect. So we go to Brother Lomas again. He's going to be asked the question. Possible steal opportunity.
Which actor plays John Keller, the U.S. Secretary of Defense, in Transformers 2007?
He's named after an apostle, John Voight.
I guess John Voight's possibly named after. Spells it different.
All right. Your third question in Hasbro. Who plays Sam's boss, Bruce Brazos, in Transformers Dark of the Moon?
Man, I feel like I'm not leaving my mark right here. Is it Mark Wahlberg? No.
It's incorrect, so we go to Lomas but for another possible steal.
Who plays Sam's boss, Bruce Brazos, in Transformers Dark of the Moon?
John Malkovich.
It's another 2 points.
Ooh, that is a steal. And
who plays Agent Burns in Bumblebee?
I need multiple choice.
It's going to multiple choice here. Your four options for a point.
Is it A, Steven Schneider, B, John Cena, C, John Ortiz, or D, Glenn Turman?
I already forgot the question. I'm so sorry. Can you repeat it?
That's going to be a JTE rule?
Yes.
All right. It's going to be a repeat.
Who plays Agent Burns in Bumblebee? Is it A, Steven Schneider, B, John Cena, C, John Ortiz, or D, Glenn Turman?
Is it C?
C, John Ortiz is incorrect.
All right, so another steal opportunity for Lomas. Can he capitalize again?
Looks like I need to go see this movie now.
The fun points are racking up.
Seriously. All right, Brother Lomas, who plays Agent Burns in Bumblebee? Is it A, Steven Schneider, B, John Cena, C, John Ortiz, or D, Glenn Turman?
I believe it's the reprehensible John Cena.
Wow.
Why is he reprehensible?
I know. In Transformers 2007, the Allspark is also referred to by what name?
Can I do multiple choice again?
Sure. Is it A, the Cube, B, the Life Giver, C, the Energy, or D, the Soul?
It's the Cube. I was going to say that, but look at me. Too square.
Well, she gets a point.
She has not missed one point. Round and round it goes. Lomas not shy about spinning, and it ends up for Alien and Predator.
I shall spin again.
Okay. All right.
After a lengthy consultation with Mattis.
A holy roll.
All right, that is TMNT, so he's going to stick with those turtle folks.
We're back to those mutant ninja people.
Here is your first question in the world of TMNT for 2 points. And it is, which actor lends his voice to Splinter in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3?
Is this the one where they go back in time?
That's a great question. I'm going to go with James Murray.
He's going with James Murray, and that is correct for 2 points. 16-6. In Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 1990, what is the first word the turtles ever spoke? That is not the first word in the film. That is the first word that the turtles ever spoke.
Good clarification.
Multiple choice.
All right, your four options for a point. Is it A, cool, B, pizza, C, cowabunga, or D, ninja?
Go with pizza.
This might be my favorite question in the history of the Schmodown, and Brother Womas got it.
It's a good first word.
In Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, The Secret of the Ooze, Michelangelo imitates Humphrey Bogart in what film to make April O'Neil laugh?
Casablanca.
This guy's seen those movies once or twice.
I'm getting that feeling.
Here is where we stand. Brother Womas has two questions remaining. Should he hit this next one, he is going to score a knockout victory over Elena the Punisher Jordan. In TMNT Out of the Shadows, Dr. Baxter Stockman graduated from what university at age 15?
MIT.